we need assistance for to move forward with the next phase of this stormwater task group. So we're asking the residents in those areas that touch Russell Street to sign those forms for right of entries and get it back to us. We sent out 112 letters last week, and I think we've got, what, five back already, five or six. So we need full access in there. That's one reason why the Stormwater Task Force chose the airport, because immediately it was larger landowners around it, and we was able to get access to all of the land
quicker,
so we have full access there. So we are staying on top of that, and staying with that. The road department is also starting back on Monday. They now will have all their employees back off all the vacation time from the holidays prior to Christmas and through the New Year's. They're going to start back with the grade all. We had some issues with the grade all. We got it running. They will be back in the area of the Old Town flooded on Monday. Now, because of all the decisions that's been made by the board about the dirt and the driveways and putting on property to stay in the right-of-way, Hutch will be like staging at county-owned property, and then when we need it, we can go back there to it. But it's not the dirt that you can use for anything. It's going to be the sediment, the garbage, the trash, the, you know, that particular thing.
So
they are starting back.
Where is it going
to
be at?
The board chose to leave that up to the discretion of the road department. He's getting with all of his motor graders, and whichever one's in worse shape in the area, that's where they're going to start. If y'all have a couple specific roads,
let's go give
the road department that authority to pick what roads to do.
I say let's get over there around Mr. Guy Richardson's, that whole block. Start there and get that done, because they were hit hard. Then Watson Homestead was hit hard.
Okay.
And after that,
I will pass that to the road superintendent and his staff and let them evaluate it. And hopefully, he did say that that's where they would start, is off of Scott Thompson. But I don't know the specific road Mr. Richardson
lives. I'd already requested him to start up there. Mr. Guy said, I don't give a shit about digging out ditches. I'll put him first on the list.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Thank you.
And no thanks needed. It's my job.
It's the...
All right.
Mr. Chairman, that's all that I have to report today, unless you have something for me.
I got something for Dwayne. I was going to bring it up in my items. But, I got a call yesterday about down there in Dena area, Stinghatchee area. Had a fellow tearing down a double wide. And, was
a double wide?
Yeah. Okay. Was wanting to haul it to RC&D, but he's right there in Taylor County. And he's agreed to pay for whatever our fees is. How do y'all feel about an out-of-county bringing something back in our county as long as they're paying for it?
As long as it's going to the C&D.
The main facility out there weighing it, I think there's a bunch of it comes out of county in there and gets weighed.
Are they?
Yeah.
I mean,
they are.
I ain't never heard of it.
I don't know that they say they're from out of county. I know that they say we tore it down in this area.
Yeah.
But we weigh it. Now, we've had this controversy over the past 3 years, charging them, not charging them. We're trying to get away from accepting anything out of county. I mean, Taylor County has a facility for them to take it to. All these other counties has that too. But again, that's entirely up to y'all. It would not be my recommendation to receive stuff out of county. But we do have a process. They could go to the C&D Hill. They could get weighed, pay the $35 a ton to be all C&D, but it'd be up to them for the separation if it's not separated. And our guys, our spotters out there see that it's a dirty load is what they call it. They will be charged at $70 a ton, and then whatever is dirty, we have to haul across it, and then it costs us $43 a ton to get rid of it. So that, again, that would be y'all's decision.
I do believe what Judy said is correct. I do believe they some come from out of county and went there.
Okay.
But I don't agree that we should open up a policy to do that.
Yes, sir.
I don't either.
Because first thing ain't going to happen. They're going to overrun our landfill out there, you know, and it's not
that easy. It's not what's expected. I don't forget what the time frame was, but it, right now it's probably going to close out 10 to 15 years earlier than what it was supposed to on how much stuff has went into it.
We've already taken some money.
We've already overloaded the wagon.
And since the storms in 16 and 18, the board has been generous and not charged the public to dump in the C&D. However, we have to keep quite a bit of money. And I'm looking by there at Mr. John because he helps us with the permitting on our C&D. There's a lot at stake that you have every year in your budget for landfill closure.
Exactly.
I forget. I want to say it's like 200 something thousand, if I remember correctly. And that's how we would get that land closure monies, by charging for it. So,
$100 question is when we close that, then are we going to be able to open another one, or are we going to call it off?
Mr. John, if you may,
The value of your airspace, right, you're too faster than anticipated. I don't think you're ever going to be able to make up enough money for that value of airspace as you just out. Once it's consumed, then what do you do? Well, the tools have changed, and the likely going to have to continue.
Two liners.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be a much more expensive construction to expand in the next cell. So at that point, now it throws everything out of whack. So I would conserve, it's me, I would conserve my airspace for my citizens. Now, about 10 to 12 years, it's going to run air, current permit airspace, and I think changes dramatically, waste less, and then you're going to be up against the wall. The option is either expand at a higher cost of construction or take it out of county, which obviously is all in control.
Just so the board knows, the public,
when we get to that, the better.
Working on the other landfill up at Priscilla, when you get into the double liner thing, not only do you have the expense of the double liners, now you have the expense of processing that water that accumulates in that. And then you have to treat that water like wastewater, which will have to be carried in the city sewer system or something like that. So you're talking about it goes to an astronomical expense once you go to this next level of their permitting that we probably not going to be able to avoid to do.
And that's even assuming the city can handle
the flood.
They can't necessarily.
I'm going to take that as a no.
No, y'all can still vote to do it.
That's our recommendation.
So what's y'all? Am I right? Is it a no?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way I hear what they're saying.
And also, I would like to put it out there, like, you know, WC and the county's helping, you know, the mom and pops and all the coastal areas and different areas and put in the C&D dumpsters for free. When you make sure our attendants are doing their due diligence to keep that out of county waste out of those cans.
And it's actually not a tear down of a big mobile home or whatever. It's strictly there for mom and pop stuff.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We just make sure with our current situation that that's not abused.
I agree with that.
Question. The $35 a ton appears to be very, very, very cheap.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
So that's part of the problem. It's worth it for somebody to come in out of county and bring it here.
That's what we get.
Save half the money that they would take. In Hillcrest, I think it was $67 a ton last year. So I'm sure it's either higher or the same. So just, you know, you just do the math. It's cheaper to drive over and I don't know how do you police
that. That was part of our sticker process to try to slow that up.
But you may need to look at your rates.
Beat up pretty good on the assessments going up. Still not even going to cover our expenses. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, Dixie County's full, in my opinion. That's my opinion. They got more dump sites than any other county in the area at a lesser rate, and we have the dirtiest roads in any other county. And that's sad to say, but you're bringing up, if we don't do this, they're going to throw more trash on the side of the road. I don't know what else to do for them. I mean, they got a dump within so many miles of every location. The other counties don't even have that. We provide the best we can, and we still have the dirtiest roads. I don't know what the answer is.
You done, Ms. Blaine?
That's it, unless y'all have that for me, unless any other commissioners have anything, thank y'all for y'all's time.
Thanks.
I've got a couple items.
Yes, sir.
One, 353, that road's real narrow. They was driving off the edge of the road.
Yes, sir.
They had started on rocking, putting in rocks on the right-hand side all the way to from 351 to 349.
Yes, sir.
And then it started coming back. It got almost to like Keith Lee's, and they have stopped. And there's still a bunch of
bad spots
all the way back. That the citizens still complain about jerking the cars off the road.
Okay.
That road's just really too narrow.
9 foot lanes, yeah.
I'd like to look at maybe putting that on one of the ones to get widened or something to do with in the near future, putting it on the list.
Okay.
We do got a lot of problems with that road, and it's an open road. That's all I got.
The road thing? Ain't got nothing? Miss Bobby?
I just have a few things. Well, the finance office is in need of some scanners for board finance, and they got a quote for 3 scanners of $1,184. So we're hoping that y'all will
agree to that. For all three?
For all three.
I'll make a motion for this.
You got a motion, Mr. Valentine, second Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Thank you, and they appreciate that. Second, we finally had some people apply for the finance position. So we've interviewed 4 people, and we hope to, by tomorrow or Monday, have an answer on who Ms. Jackie will be training to replace her. And she's agreed to stay and help and train and be on call. And then last, in your packet, y'all have, yesterday we celebrated our 1-year anniversary here. And we have a checklist of the clerk side and board side of all the things we've done in a year's time. And I appreciate y'all look at it because our team has worked very hard and long. And we've done great things with things. And that's it.
Commissioner.
Jackie? Thank you, ma'am.
Can I be dismissed? I got another engagement.
You can be dismissed. Yes, sir.
We're good.
This is just a recap of where we are as of reports today. So you can tell on this by fund, it's in general, by each fund, what the budget is, what the revenue year to date is, what the budgeted carry forward amount is, and the percentage of each of those for the year to date. You're going to be heavy on, because ad valorem are coming in now, so the revenue's going to look high on those uncertain of these because of the coming in all at once from December to April, May. And then, you know, you'll have a slowdown of revenue for the summer, of course. But it just gives you an idea of where we're at with the spending. If anybody wants to talk to me about anything in particular, you know, you're welcome to come by or give me a call or if there's any additional information. And again, this is a snapshot. You know, at any given time, we're putting in revenues every day. We're paying bills every day. So, you know, this is a snapshot as of today.
Jackie,
yeah,
I've seen
them all past. I've seen one of these. Thank you. I'll hopefully, my plan is to have the first meeting of the month to bring something like this, if not more detail. But this was just to get it started.
Good enough.
Mr. Chairman, while she's there, her and I started talking about also, because it's been so many years, at a department head meeting at the end of the month. We're going to talk to all the department heads about recording and all the expenditures and their budgets and really include them this year. And then we're going to break out sessions to where the finance team and myself, staff, sits down with the department heads and let them look at their first quarter expenditures, what they're looking like. And that'll help us prepare for the future. And that's something that we're going to do different this year, pending everything goes correctly.
Yes.
We definitely move forward. To allow department heads to have a part in these budgets and to know and understand in and out day work. I'm very appreciative of exactly.
We're trying to teach everybody to fish. You know, I want to tell them, you know, I'm not going to give them fish. I want to teach them to fish. So they know when they look at their reports what they got, where they're going, what's going on.
Yeah.
That's the idea. You know, because like you said, I'm not going to be here forever. You know, the new person is going to be learning. We've got to be educating, making people be able to think and plan ahead.
Very true.
Okay. Any questions or anything that I can answer or help with?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Adams, Mr. James, do you have anything?
Nope.
Mr. Hatch?
Done covered, Mark.
Mr. Stevenson?
I got a couple. But mainly, I want to speak to the public that's out there in the audience on my behavior earlier. I apologize if I offended anybody. I don't like lies or being involved in them. And there's been some told on my behalf, and I'm going to clear my name. There is an employee out there anywhere that thinks that I'm out there for his job. I am not. At every meeting that I've had with employees, I have told them straight up, I'm not the boss man. They are. Y'all are. Y'all the voters. Y'all the one that put us up here. I'm up here to fight for you. If I'm doing something wrong, your voter, your citizen, you call me and let me know. But I'm going to continue to stand up for the people, for what they asked me to do. I'm going to move forward. And I'm going to clear my name where I feel like I have been slandered. And I'm going to leave it at that. God bless everybody. And I'm going to keep trying to do the best of my ability. Serve this county and do it the right way. Thank you. That's all I have,
sir. I ain't got nothing. Well, I want to say something. When I took this job, or when y'all put me in this position, to hand on Bible praise, swore to do the best I can for Dixie County people. To be honest, to do your best. So I've got four other men up here. I've done a lot of work for over the years. Especially one I've worked with, this man, for 30 years. He's put a lot of food, has helped put a lot of food on my table. And it's very hard for me to not be in his favor. But I've got to do a job because I swore for the whole county, every single person. So when I come up and make a decision, nobody knows what's on my mind. Nobody knows the voicemails that I get from individuals. Nobody knows the people who stops me on the side of the road. I know there's a lot of people that's talked a lot of mess and called me a liar. I'd rather be cussed than be called a liar. Yes, I have fibbed. as a child. I ain't going to say that I hadn't fibbed to my wife to get away with something. I'm just being honest. But I try my best to be honest with every single person in this, in the county. You know, there's a lot of things that happened this last year. In the last couple of years, just about every single family in this county has lost a loved one this year.
Yep.
I'm talking about some that's been healthy. I can't answer that. That's the good Lord. But I do my best. But when I got people, you know, people that's been here all their lives, besides, they're going to say, Jamie, you need to do this. You need to do that. But when I got new people that don't know nary a single one of us, newcomers that's calling and leaving me messages that don't know none of us, don't know me, and saying, Jamie, you got so-and-so that's doing this and doing that, and they done wrong, and they done this and everything else. And then I get people telling me, well, Jamie, so-and-so done this. Well, I've worked with this man for 5 years. I've worked with this man for 20 years. And I'm on his side, but I'm hearing this stuff, and then when I get voicemails that people don't know us, I swore to protect and do the best that I can for every single person in Dixie County, whether it's for Mr. W.C., whether it's against W.C., whether it's against James, whether it's against Patch, whether it's against Mr. Stevenson. I tried to do my best to make the right decisions for every single person. When you buy a piece of land and you sign it last week, you are a Dixie County person. My job is to listen to you and to take everything into consideration and to make the best decision that I know how for every single person. And I've tried to do that. And if I haven't done that, I'm sorry. I'm doing the best that I can. So I try to make everybody happy, but you can't make everybody happy. I pray for everybody. And so with that said, we got some people that wants to speak now. Mr. Guy Richardson.
I got one question. You answered all the rest of them. I got one question I want on record. Yes. Are you still doing what the post office wants you to do, filling in the district report? Road department come along and fill them in, so you're responsible as they are.
When we get around there to clean them bitches out, I'm sure that every single one of us is on the same page that when that track code, back code, whatever, grade all comes along there, it's going to be dug up to your cupboard. So whenever that post office person comes down and runs off in that ditch, they can turn them mailboxes around or whatever.
They say, I turn my mailbox around after you do that ditch. They will not deliver my mail.
Well, then we're going to have to fight on that. I reckon I
just want to know how you stood on that. So,
You want your ditches cleaned out, and we're going to clean them out. That's the backwards. Well, they got them up here. They got them. The people up here in Cross City's got Jeeps. It's got the steering wheel on the other side. So I guess Old Town can get some too.
Yeah, they said Old Town, Dixie County would have to be responsible
for
getting those vehicles.
I don't think we helped Cross City.
What little bit of research I've done, the county's not responsible for providing the postal carriers, line roadways or whatever, that contract is between the post office and the homeowner.
Yes, exactly right. Just so we're clear on that, I've instructed the road department to not do any more rocking at post office.
We weren't in a meeting to do that.
I'm just being clear for the public right now.
It's just not the county's responsibility.
Miss Kelly, Miss Fox, you want to speak?
You guys have enough on your hands.
I just want to tell you, I know I'll be brief. Coffee's wearing off. Lunchtime setting in. Just a couple of quick things. I know we kind of went over a lot of the coding stuff, and you directed me towards Steve, and a lot of my neighbors were here today. So I think we are going to do the homeowners association and be the person that handles that as well. Or is that, does that go a different direction? Okay, so when we get together, we're going to be able to get like the old records that are on file to see what needs to be updated and where do we go. Okay. All right. And then if he's so wrapped up, we, I know cost is a four-letter word in the county, but do we have maybe help coming for him in the near future? Like job-wise?
Code enforcement? Mm-hmm. Am I code enforcement? I don't know.
So what about like volunteers? Like volunteers came forward? Let's is that something that
could come out? What you're saying,
but I was just seeing if they were getting, if Steve is going to be getting his help with the coding, any help in the future, like, you know, someone to help him for another person since he's so backed up. And if they said there's no help coming, then they would volunteer help. Is that something they could utilize?
He could probably utilize that one, go completely on them on the paper side of it, but as far as them going into fields.
Maybe go y'all sit down with Leon and talk to him about that and see what he can come up with or whatever.
Okay. Well, the main reason I wanted to come also on my street, the same street with the farming situation going on, the next home over, there's a registered sex offender that bought the property 2 years ago. And I have three daughters, all in the same age group, Tim. In the last 2 years, he's moved two more into the home, and he's renting rooms out. And he has an RV on the property and a shed in the back, and they're all living there. So I was curious, how many are allowed to live in one place?
No, just one resident per parcel.
And if I were to do that, would they find out? Because I don't want them to retaliate. Yeah, and that's another reason for all of our neighbors.
I'll do it, Kelly.
We're all parents, grandparents, uncles, and I have three daughters, and we're concerned.
I'm a neighbor of Kelly. So, my question is, there's supposedly in this particular residence, they're sending people straight out of prison instead of the halfway house. So the halfway house was full. So they're sending residents to this particular residence. So right at one particular one, and I've done checked it out, has been in prison for 10 years, came straight out, came into this house, walking up and down our streets at dark time. We've got teenage girls that are coming home from school, and we've never been told these sexual offenders were placed in our neighborhood. And we've never been told this house is looking like a halfway house where they're bringing them in. This is something that the neighborhood has to vote on, not just have. And I'm not saying every human being, when they committed a crime, if they go to prison and go on parole and do all that, they pay their price. And they're paying for the crime they committed. But still, we have the right to know if they're in our neighborhood. You know, I don't want to wind up in jail because I shoot one of them being on my property. I don't want to be in jail because my dogs kill one of them.
I thought the process was that you check with the sheriff's department, with the sheriff, because they're supposed, before they come into the county, they're supposed to register with the sheriff's department.
There's a website that
Take, get it with that man.
Okay.
hope that he can find you out some answers.
Right. It just makes the neighborhood know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Thanks,
ma'am, on the code enforcement issue, I think you kind of misunderstand that the backup there is not so much Mr. Steve's office as it is the courts.
Right. Well, yeah.
That's really where the backlog is.
Yeah. Well,
right.
I'll be happy to help whatever I can
do. Ms. Higgins, Ms. Wanda? Am I saying it right? She left?
That was my name,
okay. Miss Mary.
Hey, I just wanted to get an update on the kitchens and the culverts that are being done. And I'm guessing mostly everybody is dried out by now, but I still have one section of my yard that's actually taken on more.
I wanted to give you an update. I mean,
right now I'm working on trying to get some dirt,
because
I know we came
to
this year.
Miss Mary, on the ditches and culverts and what have you, and Mr. Guy was asking that question earlier, the engineering has to be done, the permitting has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
The, if there's any property that has to be obtained in some way, that has to be done. Y'all, it's a long process to get everything in place where you can do it. Now, what we're going to start doing soon is digging out with the grade hole some of it, but if, that won't be the final ditch. That'll be just a relief for now, but that won't be the final ditch. It'll come when all the permitting and all that's in process.
I was just
concerned
we're coming into rainy season, and
yeah.
Like I said, I'm still taking on water. Yes, it's still going down,
yeah.
But I'm still taking it in, too.
Yeah. That's why we're going to try to get as much out of the can now with the
gray zone. My question is, what are you going to do if the pipe's too small, it's full of dirt and all that?
It's going to be changed. That's what the engineering's for. All that will be changed out to new accurate stuff that we'll have on the float. See, it's a big engineering process. It's not just go out there and dig out a ditch.
We still have a problem with these new driveways you put in now that's blocking the ditches with no pipes.
Well.
So what do we do about that?
I didn't think there was supposed to be no new ones going in without pipes. I thought we talked about that a few meetings ago.
Yep.
No, they are.
Miss Sheila?
Good morning. Thank you all for letting me come today. And for you that do not know me, my name is Sheila Frierson, and I'm a nurse with the Anti-Drug Coalition here in Cross City. And I just wanted to make an announcement that we have met with the city and spoke with some of, next month will be Black History Month. And since they were not able to do the parade and do some other things because of illness and some severe issues. We plan to do an event at the Johnny Green Park, which will be on February the 26th, and we will have some live music, and we'll also be doing some food and doing some recognition of our Black community leaders, past and present, and try to, promote the equality within our community. So,
what time is
it? It will be at 1 o'clock. And also our coalition will be traveling to Tallahassee on the 19th for the State Advocacy Day to meet with legislators and promote our county and what we can do to help support the drug issues and what we can do to help with recovery and treatment. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got anybody else want to speak? Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion WC.
Second.
Mr. Hatch. All in favor. Thank you.
If they come to me, they got to get rid of full force.